Hey there, lifestyle, clothing optional thrill seekers. Ed and Phoebe here, and we've got a spicy announcement.
Brace yourselves for Libertine Events 2024, the ultimate takeover experience, and it's gonna be wild.
Find your tribe with Libertine Events, where you have access to private group chats, host-run seminars, and event surprises around every corner.
Dive into the sultry world of Miami Vices this May, but hurry quick. It's already 70% sold out.
You don't want to miss this opportunity to hang out with hosts like We've Got a Thing, Casual Swingers, Hump Day Quickies, and Expansive Connection, along with the driving force behind the whole event, Wanderlust Swingers.
Save the dates in October because Libertine Events is bringing the heat to San Antonio with Senses 2024. We'll be there, as well as Average Swingers, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, Casual Swingers, Expansive Connection, DJ Life of Spice, and of course, Wanderlust Swingers.
Be sure to use promo code SWINGERU, SWINGERU, when you purchase your tickets to spice up your experience and support Swinger University. Once again, that's promo code SWINGERU. SWINGERU at checkout.
Get your tickets by clicking on the link in the show notes or visiting swingeruniversity.com/libertine.
Hi, this is Ed.
And this is Phoebe.
And this is the Swinger University podcast. And if you don't recognize our voices, it's probably because we've been gone for a little while.
And we've been sick.
Well, there is that too. We just got back from our epic Hedo trip and had an epic bout of illness right after that.
Yeah.
But that actually only accounts for the last month or so.
Yes.
So what happened, Phoebe? What happened in our lives that made us want to take a break?
Well, it all started probably about 2 years ago when we decided to reach a broader audience with our podcast, because if you don't know about podcasts in general, you're not going to find us.
Right.
With anything you do in life, unless you're extremely fortunate, you have to market it. In fact, even if you don't actively market it, someone's marketed it for you. So let's just say you discovered gold in your backyard. You're not going to market that, but you know what? The general newspaper, your local newspaper, is going to find out, and that's going to be in the news. And then all of a sudden, you've got a business and you're famous. So not they did the marketing for you. We, of course, weren't that lucky to have anybody market our podcast for us to reach the broader audience to say, "Hey, we have a podcast. We have a website. We have some social media. Come check us out. If you want to read stuff, read it. We have a blog. If you want to listen to us, listen to us. If you want to watch us on YouTube, watch us." But, you know, if you're not there to hear the tree falling in the forest, you're not going to know it's falling.
Exactly.
So we had to market. So now the hobby turned into a full-blown business, which was 10 times more work. And the work itself started to overshadow the fun. And on top of that, we started creator accounts, and not just one creator account. Like Ed had his 5 creator accounts. I had my 5 or whatever. And then everything that goes with that, marketing, research.
Right.
Like it's exponentially so much work than I ever even imagined. It is the equivalent of going to school for your master's, working a 80-hour-a-week job, and trying to feed yourself and get some sleep and some exercise. Well, a lot of that failed.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't get a lot of sleep. I didn't get a lot of exercise.
Yeah, and we didn't quit our day job, so to speak, and spin up the podcast or try to ramp up the podcast and kind of scale back our jobs. We were still working full time, still are working full time. And obviously taking it to YouTube and going into the third dimension. We've talked about this before. There's a lot more production involved when you start doing video as well as audio.
Whole other ball game.
Yeah.
Whole other criteria.
Learning designing, software, learning hardware, all that kind of stuff.
Algorithms, marketing. It's a whole other animal.
New tools, new techniques, new marketing strategies and marketing tools. A lot of investigation for stuff. Anyway, none of that's particularly sexy or exciting.
It was fascinating to learn, and we've learned and grown.
Right.
But at some point, because of all the work, it took a toll. We were really, really stressed out.
Yeah, we were fighting a lot. We were totally stressed out. We weren't having fun at it anymore. And no. I think that was the big thing. We took something, we started it because it sounded fun. Mm-hmm. We started it because we wanted to help people. And when the pain and suffering outweighed the benefit to the community and certainly the benefit to our own lives. I mean, like, swinging's supposed to be fun.
Right.
But this had kind of sucked the fun out of it. So we took a break. We took a break for a little while and reprioritized, refigured out what we really wanted to do. And we're still evaluating that. Like, we still haven't 100% committed back to this or I guess what that means to say that we're committed back to it.
Yeah. Right now we are not actively marketing the podcast like we were on social media because it's just too hard. And the media platforms keep changing. The algorithms keep changing. The requirements keep changing. And that's a whole other level of production that is not fun at all.
Right.
Plus, the community at large has grown also exponentially. There's Facebook groups. There's Telegram groups. There's a whole bunch of other groups. Where else are people meeting? Mostly Facebook and Telegram.
Yeah.
And so people have found a sense of community in those ways and are, and Reddit. Mm-hmm. And they're reaching out and having fun in those ways. So the need to build a community isn't really there. It's taken off. It's probably, God, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 times larger than what we were experiencing when we were started out 11 plus years ago.
Yeah, and there's also a much larger presence in popular culture, television shows, documentaries, movies. Heck, they even did, there was a movie that was filmed at Hedo. A popular mainstream Hollywood movie filmed at hedonism.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's right.
Which now that we've been there, we should probably go back and rewatch. But the landscape that we started in swinging and then started the podcast in, it's different. So we've got to figure out what do we want to contribute to this community? What do we want to offer to the community? Plus, we've covered all the swinging 101 kind of topics. We've done the educational component, and it's not that we won't do educational stuff anymore. I think that's still our jam.
Yes, because I have a treasure trove, like, oh my gosh, hundreds of curated episodes just waiting to be
script
recorded.
Ideas, topics, things like that.
Yes.
For sure.
However,
but we want to figure out how do we make it new and fresh and different and exciting for us, but also for you, the listeners.
Exactly. Now, you will really want to do things that are a little more controversial raw.
I do want to do more controversial stuff. And one of the things that kind of got in our way in terms of happiness was the amount of research that we did with our episodes. It was heavy duty. And what my idea is to do some, obviously some research, because we like fact-based information. We don't want to like make shit up.
Right.
But at the same time, we can't go to that level of depth and still maintain happiness. So what we might be doing is stuff to kind of whet your appetite or get you started or give you kind of like a direction to go. I don't know. We're spitballing
here. Yeah. Or break it up into segments, because at some point I will probably go to the depths to research something, because
she can't help herself.
I am innately a researcher. It is in my DNA. I like learning. I want to know shit. I want to know both sides so that I can be fully informed to walk through life and not be taken advantage of.
Certainly.
Swayed by someone's bullshit. Also taken advantage of. I like knowing stuff, and I like being confident in the information that I have, and I like to be able to have intelligent and interesting conversations with people.
Right.
So the more information you have, you can ask better questions.
Well, and half the media you consume are from
medical
content creators that are medical professionals. Dr. Jen Gunter. She's got great content. You love her stuff. She's entertaining.
I pay her for her stuff.
You pay her for her stuff. That's how much
I love her
stuff. So obviously that influences what you enjoy doing. And mm-hmm. I love researching stuff too, and looking for important facts and figuring out how things work. Absolutely. So we've just got to find the nice balance so that it's not too much of any one thing. And
correct.
To kind of touch back on the controversial thing, controversy, as we found through our creator accounts, if you make headlines because you get, you know, you lose your job because you were creating an OnlyFans account or something like that, that's actually a really good thing most cases. And those people end up going on and being very successful with mm-hmm. their OnlyFans. Why? Because they're infamous. They've created notoriety. People are curious. It sparks this conversation.
And the media picked up their story. Multimedia channels picked up their story and broadcast it across
right.
the world.
So they get free advertising everywhere.
They don't even have to work for it.
Right. It just basically, it's like winning the lottery.
Yes, it really is.
It just falls in your lap yeah. and all kinds. Not that it's not work.
That's true.
It gives you a massive head start.
I know those people do still work their butts off.
We know a few of them, and they mm-hmm. absolutely work their butts off. Mm-hmm. But we haven't been so, quote, lucky as to lose our jobs, et cetera, and become internet famous. All that being said,
yes,
we do want to figure out ways to get people a little bit more fired up, emotionally charged about the things that we're talking about. So we're going to try and figure out how to do that and have some fun with it and spark conversation.
For example, one of the episodes I want to do, that there's two around on my desk right now, but one of them just came to mind, is the pros and cons of chat channels.
Right. These communities that we keep talking about have sprung up all over the place. And yeah, I want to throw some bombs, some Molotovs onto some of this stuff.
Frustrate the fuck out of me. And because I'm a different animal. And maybe, I don't know. I'm sure there's other people like me out there and in different walks of life. It all depends on where you are as well in your swinger.
What you're trying to get out of it.
Yeah, in your swinger cycle, right? And I understand, you know, we are 12 years in. We've seen it, done it, experienced it, breathed it.
We have seen boobies before.
We probably have seen it all. So if you're new to it, I can totally understand how chat groups are just like, wee, oh my God, brrr, it's so exciting. Oh, right? Kid in the candy store. Totally get that.
Yeah.
But my main question will be in that podcast is, what do you get out of it?
Right. And that's something that we suspect will we'll probably have a lot of conversation surrounding it and a lot of other things that kind of branch off of that. There was an episode that we had planned for how swingers fit into the community at large and how vanillas view us. Like, there's a whole bunch we can talk about that.
Yes.
And how sometimes our community self-sabotages itself because they're trying to be favorable to one place or another. Mm-hmm. So we've got ideas. We know you probably have ideas or are just dying to hear us talk about something. As a matter of fact, there was a comment on YouTube today that I listened to that we never talk about having sex with people of color.
Really? We've never did that?
Well, we've never called it out specifically.
Yeah, but why would I? Because I don't.
We don't think of it that way. And that was my comment that I made there on YouTube.
They're sexy. It was fun. And
in the context of
it doesn't matter.
An episode, it's like we have lots of sexy fun with all kinds of people. And every person is unique in some way or another. So
yeah.
We've never felt the need to call out somebody's racial,
I know,
cultural and background.
I kind of get it because of the whole BBC thing is very popular and it fetishizes some people, but some people, that's one, you know, belief system.
Right.
And other people that are a black penis holder will say, yeah, fucking yeah, I'm going to rock that label if that's what.
And there is another perfect episode that is slightly controversial that we would love to talk about because we've had lots of these kinds of conversations people. And it's kind of taking it's educational, but in a different way.
Yes. Yes.
So let us know your thoughts about these topics and others, things that you are just burning to know what Ed and Phoebe's opinion are on. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to be able to weigh in on it.
Oh,
and yeah, we're going to try some new stuff and try to bring the fun and the sexy back.
Yes. Fun and the sexy. Oh, I kind of am looking forward to it, but we are going to take it a little slow. Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows? Depends on how excited we get.
I'm walking back into it with no expectations. Literally. All I know is that I'm going to do an episode. I'm going to put on some makeup, put on some clothes, sit down, read my outline. It's going to be a different format.
Yep.
And I don't have to market it. That's it. And that makes me happy. If I don't have to do any marketing for it, I'm happy camper.
Yeah, we're going to do well. And to be specific about the marketing, the amount of pushing things to Twitter and whatnot, we're going to try and figure out how to do as little of that as possible.
Manually. Yes. Which we were pretty good at.
We were starting to get there.
The program was kind of doing it for us automatically.
But you can also help us by telling other people about our podcast. So if you like our podcast, if you really want to hear more from us, if you're happy that we're back and you're listening to us again, and you said, where the hell did they go? I need my damn podcast. Let us know that too. And let your friends know that if they listen and they can help us get more numbers, that's encouraging for us as well. And no, Phoebe's not dying. She's just...
No, this is the sick ick from 3 weeks ago. I will tell you, I am not 100%. Yeah, it'll probably be a full month. I might be 90%.
Yeah. And those of you who are watching this on YouTube, you'll notice that there is no video. This is just audio.
Because
Ed, I look like crap.
Ed's got pink eye and it is scary.
Yes.
Yes. So he finally got medicine.
It may have been because I was spraying chemicals and hit myself in the face.
Yeah.
It didn't fully hit myself in the face, but as they say, wear eye protection because bad things will happen.
He tried to eradicate moss off of his eyeballs at the same time, he was trying to eradicate it from the shady side of the house the moss grows.
Boys and girls, wear your eye, ear, and protection for your fingers and any other parts that might be exposed to chemicals.
For a guy who's always wearing goggles and full body armor every time you ride your motorcycle, I don't know what you were thinking.
I have done stupid things before, and I will continue to do stupid things occasionally.
Pluck something off your eyeball with an X-Acto knife, super glue.
I have performed surgery on my eyeball before.
Man.
Yee.
So, fun facts about Ed and Phoebe that you didn't know you needed to know.
So we're back.
We're back.
What we look like when we come back in terms of content. And
yeah, I've lost some weight, quite a bit.
Physical appearance. Yeah, we may be seeing less of Phoebe than we did before. Probably.
Yes, less, definitely
but
less.
More of, but less of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we'll have some episodes. We're going to do some recaps of our Hedo trip. That's definitely one that's coming out.
Yes.
And we're going to get that up, kind of a little travel advisory in our experience. Mm-hmm. In terms of hedonism, too, in Jamaica.
Yes. For all you resort lovers.
For all you all-inclusive resort
lovers.
Lovers.
Yes. And I'm still a cruise person after being to Hedo.
Well, don't give away the spoilers.
I know. I had to. I just couldn't resist. All right. We done?
We're done. I think this is a good episode to catch people up and to get us caught up before our groceries arrive. So thank you all for listening. We appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Absolutely.
And you'll hear from us again soon.
Real soon. Hey, have you heard? SDC is more than just a dating site. They have expert contributors and educators like us, and from all around the world to guide you in everything from how to talk to your partner about swinging and the different kinds of open relationships.
You can also find out what you need to know before opening up your relationship, common swinger conflicts, and how to resolve them.
Have you ever wanted to know what a swingers club is like? How to meet other swingers? Find a unicorn? Be a hot wife? Well, you can find all that information as well and much, much more.
Check out SDC by clicking the link in the show notes and get your free 7-day membership.